You can stay. Our reading this morning is from Psalm 103. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him. For he knows how we were made. He remembers that we are dust. The word of the Lord.
The gospel according to Mark, the second chapter. When he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that Jesus was at home. So many gathered around that there were no longer room for them, not even at the front door. And he was speaking the word to them. And then some people came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. And when they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And after having dug through it, they let down the mat on which the paralytic lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there questioning in their hearts, "Why does this fellow speak in this way? It is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" At once Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were discussing these questions among themselves, and he said to them, "Why do you raise such questions in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and take your mat and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." And he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, stand up, take your mat, and go to your home." And he stood up and immediately took the mat and went out before all of them, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Jesus went out again beside the sea, the whole crowd gathering around him, and he taught them. And as he was walking along, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth, and said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner at Levi's house, many tax collectors and sinners were also sitting with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the scribes of the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Now today for my sermon, instead of a regular sermon, I decided to shake it up a little bit. I'm going to tell you a parable, a modern day parable of this story. Brett had not been the same since the accident. None of them had, actually. It started out with an innocent night out with the guys, all of them in Brett's truck, driving around with the tunes coming through the speakers, each of them enjoying this special time together. They were about to be seniors in high school, and they knew all the pressures that would come from that, making decisions about their future. But tonight wasn't about that. Tonight was about being together as friends, all of them together, celebrating. And then someone pulled out a few beers, and the rest of the night was a blur. Before they knew it, things had gone a little bit too far. Brett had swerved the truck and rolled it. The music stopped, and the sound of sirens flooded the air. flashing lights coming from the ambulance and the police cars. At the hospital, the sober reality set in for each of them. The other guys had minor injuries, but Brett, the driver, he was still in surgery. Each of the friends felt terrible. How could something so seemingly innocent go so terribly wrong? Now, almost a year later, they were about to graduate, each of them making plans for their future. One of the guys had enlisted in the military. Others were going off to college. But Brett, he was sort of frozen in time, it seemed. Brett's physical injuries had been severe. The accident had left him paralyzed from the waist down. Each of these friends carried scars, guilt and regret, and memories that surfaced in a form of dreams. But no one hurt the way that Brett hurt. Brett had undergone surgery and physical therapy. He had faced DWI charges and was still on probation. Brett and the guys noticed a change. All of them noticed changes. But Brett's changes went beyond his physical limitations. He used to be an easygoing guy who was fun to hang out with, easy to talk to. Now, he was much quieter. He didn't participate in the fun things anymore. The guys would come over and try to get him to do some fun things, but he just wanted to stay at home. All the guys were making plans for their future, but Brett had made no plans, and his friends were worried about him. And so was his family. But no one knew quite what to do to help. Then they started hearing stories about this Jesus guy who was making his way through town. Newspapers were covering these stories of these miraculous healings, incidents that sounded far-fetched and ridiculous, but it was compelling. Twitter lit up at all of these stories that just kept coming in. People didn't know what to think. Should they believe these stories or not? One night, this Jesus was seen at a local bar, hanging out with the locals way past closing time. There are even rumors that the local priests, pastors, and rabbis were suspicious of him and plotting to silence him, saying that what he was teaching was harmful and dangerous. Apparently, Jesus had also been showing up down at the hockey rink most evenings after the practices had ended, and he was drawing big crowds, and pretty strange crowds, actually. The diverse crowds listened to everything that he said, but again, no one knew if he was crazy or if they should take him seriously. Well, one night this group of friends started talking about the coming year, their hopes for the future, and they wondered what would become of Brett. And then they got this idea. Maybe they should bring him to see Jesus. Brett wasn't the easiest guy to convince, but they twisted his arm, and eventually Brett said he would go. So they piled into the truck, all the guys in the wheelchair, and they were driving down the road, and a silence descended upon them. And they realized that the last time they were in that truck together was that night, the night of the accident, the night that changed them forever. Arriving at the rink, they realized the parking lot was packed. There was no way they'd get in. They tried squeezing in the front door, and there was just no way. The whole arena was filled. Now, Josh, one of the guys, he suggested they sneak around back. You see, Josh worked there part-time after school, and he cleaned, and he even got to drive the Zamboni sometimes, one of the better parts of his job. So around the back, the guys went. Using his key, Josh filed the guys in the back door, narrowly fitting the wheelchair through and getting Brett all settled in. From the back room, they could they could peek in and see what was actually going on in the arena. Someone had hooked up this Jesus with a microphone so they could all hear what was going on. You could see Jesus speaking to everyone, tenderly, to an unusual crowd of adults and children, an unusual crowd that would never usually hang out together. There are a bunch of homeless people there, right next to a bank CEO. There was someone from the Black Lives Matter protesters, as well as some rainbow-clad peace activists, some hockey moms and dads, and some politicians. What a group. But they were hanging on Jesus' every last word. Now, the guys knew it would be a long shot to even get them up near to see Jesus, especially because of the crowd. But Josh had an idea. He and all the guys started climbing on top of that Zamboni, and they lifted Brett up there, and they left his wheelchair behind. They thought Josh might be a little nuts, but he slowly inched that Zamboni onto the ice, and the crowd parted just like a sea. The people made room for the Zamboni to come through. Well, that got Jesus' attention. And then Jesus started walking over. He walked over on the ice, and he climbed up on the Zamboni with them. They told him about the accident. They told him about the guilt and the shame and the regret. They told them about their lives and how they had changed. And Brett had just tears pouring down his face. And at that moment, Jesus put his hand on Brett's shoulder and said, "I want you to know that you're forgiven. Now get up, because you are going to walk out of here tonight." The four friends felt electricity pass through them as they sensed the gravity of the moment. The pain and the heaviness of this whole year had melted off of every one of them. But they wondered whether Brett had really been healed from his injuries. Would he be able to walk? There was only one way to find out. Now I want to stop here and say, do you think that Brett will be able to walk? Does it matter? Does it matter if Brett can walk again? Because the healing that they've all received has been a miracle. These young men had seen a miracle. Their lives had been forever changed. And the healing had manifested in ways in their lives that they didn't even know needed healing. This Jesus was as powerful and real as the crowds had said all along. That night, these young men had been carried away by the extravagant love of God, and they had been healed. That night, the crowd had witnessed a miracle. God knows they needed it. And so do we. This week, I want for all of us to look around. Look around at the people and the things that are around us and look to see where healing needs to happen. Invite God into that. Because you just never know what God might heal that needs healing that we aren't even aware of. Look around and see this abundant gift that we've received from God. Amen.